You won't believe what really happened to the Sabine women. After the attack, we pulled ourselves shut like hospital curtains. Snap. They out there, we in here. Pain distilled through tiny wires and tubes. Pain concealed and compressed until someone has great need of it. Until it becomes a gift. History will tell you we made quick peace with our rapists, bore them children, married them. History will tell you how we launched ourselves into the battle like burning arrows, how we landed between kin and assaulters. History will tell you we united Rome. History likes to lie about women. What really happened was this. When we saw our men at war, we almost went out like candles. It's easy to shrink yourself down when anger burns through you, hot, fierce, like a grass fire. It sucks the oxygen out. It eats up all but the most essential parts. Heart, lungs, brain, blood. Everything else diminishes, shadows itself, clears out disease. To shrink after anger is such a relief. To run toward oblivion, a slaking of dark thirst. And Demeter saw us scrambling in her fields like mice and took pity on us. For had she not been assaulted by Poseidon, forced, despite all her powers, to bear his twins? She knew what it is to carry the weight of so much rage. And so she pulled us into her arms, up with the soil and grass, and she scattered us through the skies as stars, shimmering and immortal in the night skies. And for thousands of years, when men looked at the skies, our husbands, our sons, our grandsons, and so on for many generations.